T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Midday show here. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie, James Seltzer behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we discussed the Sixers last night, a loss in Atlanta, 16-point lead. They blow it. Joel Embiid was awful in the second half. No help at all from Ben Simmons. And I am worried. I have concern about this team moving forward because last night was an alarming loss. John Ritchie doesn't share my concern. And how about this? Our buddy Brandon Lee Gowton calling in, listening. I think he's got some frustration he wants to share. WIP's the place to do it. Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
Joe, John, thanks for having me. Had me call in. I am so frustrated with Ben Simmons.
Talk to us.
All right. So, Joe, first of all, thank you for highlighting it. Because, look, I'm the biggest Joel Embiid fan out there. Biggest defender of his. I can't defend him for last night. You just can't. But I will say, you cannot only pin this on him. When you have a second max player, a second all-star, supposed all-star, who has zero field goal attempts in the fourth quarter last night, 3 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound in the second half. He is now shooting under 34% from the free throw line, including 4 missed free throws in a game last night that was decided by 3 points. And here's my question for you guys. How many max players are taken out of the game with 6.6 seconds left, down 3 points?
None. One. Actually, yeah, one is the answer, Brandon. It's our guy here.
It's infuriating. I can't stand it. It really concerns me about this team's ceiling. It just basically, like, we have to hope Joel is good enough and he rebounds. And if he's not, then it just feels like they don't stand a chance.
Well, you're right. And the most frustrating part, Brandon, is it feels to me sometimes like people lower the bar for Ben Simmons. Like, they highlight the things he does well, and he does a lot of things well. It's why he's an all-star. And we pretend the things he doesn't do well don't matter when they clearly matter.
You know, I think we got lucky last night. There were moments in that second half where they could have gone to hack a Ben, and he was still on the court.
Yep.
They did not. The game, it was a one-point game, and they chose not to foul Ben. And we were already in the bonus. And, you know, for whatever reason, we lucked out there. Still lost the game. But it is interesting that they didn't go there.
Yeah, that's, I guess they're waiting to hold that car. Brandon, listen, man, appreciate talking to you. And the frustration is real. I feel it in your voice.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Brandon Lee Gowton, listening and frustrated like many of us are here. John Ritchie, let me hit this and then tell you about what we have our prize today, which is a great one to give away. I saw this last night. It is alarming, it might be the word, remarkable. So Ben Simmons now, he has now reached the threshold of 50 attempts from the free throw line in this postseason, okay? He is now the second worst free throw shooter in NBA playoff history for a single postseason ever.
Wow.
He is shooting right now 34% from the free throw line, the only player worse with this many attempts. So, like, you know, you got to get halfway through the postseason or so to probably qualify for this. Ben Wallace for the 2005-2006 Detroit Pistons, the defensive player of the year center who couldn't score or shoot a lick for the Pistons. This list is, I would say, 99%, 95%, somewhere in that range, centers, right? Big guys that couldn't shoot. Shaquille O'Neal, Ben Wallace, Wilt Chamberlain, poor free throw shooter. Like, that's what this, Dwight Howard, that's what this list is. And Ben Simmons has the second worst free throw percentage in history.
Wow.
It's remarkable.
It is remarkable. It speaks to, in part, the fact that we've very rarely seen anyone his size able to handle the ball the way that he does. I mean, he is an outlier to begin with.
Sure.
You know, the fact that he's playing point guard when he's big enough to play center is weird.
It is unique. But still make the free throw shots.
It's amazing to me that we have a center who makes every free throw he takes, and our point guard who could also be a center and sometimes plays center.
Doesn't make any of his free throws.
Can't make them.
Yeah, it is bizarre. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, we have a great prize to give away today. 4-pack of tickets. See the Reading Fightin' Phils versus the Rumble Pony Saturday, June 26, 6:45 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. It is Mega Blast Fireworks Night, largest fireworks show in stadium history. rphils.com for more information. So we have a 4-pack of tickets, Reading Phillies, Saturday, June 26. John Ritchie, here is how we're going to give that away. We're looking for standout performances because you mentioned this factoid to me earlier today that I had never heard of this guy. Justin Clark was his name? Justin Clark, a minor league baseball player, in 1902 on this date, hit 8 home runs in a single game. That, John, I would say is a standout performance. I wish we were talking about a Sixers standout performance or a Phillies one from last night. We'll get to that. All right, so what comes to mind? Standout performance. Now, let's make sure we open this up. This could be anything, okay? This could be sports. This could be music. Could be an acting role in a film. John Ritchie, a standout performance. What are you thinking?
Prince at the 2004 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
This is a great one.
When they got together and played While My Guitar Gently Weeps, because George Harrison was being inducted. So they did it was like a who's who of guitarists up there on the stage. And Prince took it over, stole the show. It is one of the greatest guitar solos of all time. Prince is the man.
Prince as the at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is John Richards. James Seltzer, a standout performance?
Prince is the man, cosign. I'll take this off the board because it's hard to vote against it. When you out-duel Tom Brady when he throws for 505 yards in the Super Bowl and you play the greatest game an Eagles quarterback has ever played in the most important game the Eagles have ever played, I'd call Nick Foles a standout performance.
How about
Let's
this?
Make some noise. Come on.
So this we didn't talk about before the show. Like, I didn't know James was going here. That was mine, James Seltzer. So guess what?
Great minds.
I'm gonna throw one more in. Together we'll take the Foles thing off the table. I will go with Foles's not as talked about NFC title game performance.
It was also amazing.
It was a rout, so it wasn't as like, wow, he needed to outduel Case Keenum. But those were the two best games the guy's ever played in his life, outside of a 7 touchdown against the Raiders. Two biggest games, most important games, and he was amazing. I'll go Foles NFC title game. James goes Foles Super Bowl, and we have Prince at, of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 215-592-9494. Standout performances, 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Fightin' Phils on June 26th. And, of course, the Sixers last night. Are you concerned now? Patrick is in Tabernacle. Patrick is on WIP. Hey, Patrick.
Yo. Hey, man. Let me take you off. Buddy, always listen. First time talking to you. Hey, Joe, give me an L. L.
L.
There you go. That's awesome. But good to hear it. John Ritchie, you're the man.
Oh, thanks, Patrick.
You actually took my performance, but I have another one where we're done. Listen, this Ben Simmons guy. And you know, I'm a big fan of Mr. Sonny Hill. And when I don't know stuff, whether it's, you know, professionally, personally, whatever, I go to those who do know. I listen to guys like him, and like he talks about stuff like acumen. These younger athletes today, this new breed of athletes, and I think I'm going to sound like an old man here for a minute. Like, again, Richie, like, how can you play fullback if you can't block? How can you play hockey if you can't skate? How can you play basketball if you don't friggin' shoot the ball? Watching him clank these free throws, I can do that. I mean, and the people, and like you said, where are all these people, where are all these dopes and idiots and all these Sixer fans are a different breed. The younger Sixer fans need to understand some things that they don't understand, and that's like, look, get a picture. Where's Ben Simmons at the most critical point in the game? On the bench with his head down.
It says everything. In one snapshot, it says everything about the player, about the team, and why, despite being really good, right? They're the number one seed. They have home court. Why I'm worried.
Yep. And listen, this again, Simmons has walked over the competition his entire life until he gets to the NBA. And a free throw is called a free throw for a reason, because it is free. And Embiid, as far as Embiid, we know you're hurt, dude, but like Like, either you're out there or you're not. Like, you know, I don't know how Sixer fans stay with this team. And I'm not a basketball guy. I've never, you know, like, I don't talk a lot about, but honest to God, these Sixer, like, I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, there's frustration, I think, with all of us right now. Patrick, who's your standout performance? Who are you going with?
John, I'm playing to the judges. John Ritchie. Go back in time. You never heard of this guy being introduced. Actually, no, I'm going to do another one. Same guy. Woodstock, Hendrix, Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. There
Enough.
We go. It's a great
Enough
one.
Said.
Patrick, appreciate the phone call. John, and that's a great answer there to our topics. What do you mean? I mean, you could speak on this way more than almost anybody here at WIP. Like, the idea of you're out there, you're okay to play, right? We know Joel is hurt, but but there's that when you're on the court, you're on the field, you're okay enough to play. Should we not talk so much about the injury? Because, like, we're not sitting here talking about the injury when he's dropping 40. We're talking about the injury today because Joel didn't play well last night.
Well, he was talking about the injury.
He was.
Because he didn't play well.
Well, that's
and
true.
That's inexcusable in my mind. This is you are healthy enough to play. Yes, there's a tear in your meniscus, but we've seen you play your best basketball with this same meniscus. And it can get sore. It can be problematic. You have to stay on top of it. You see him, you know, packing the ice on every time he's on the sideline or whatever that is. I think it's ice. Just to make sure that the swelling doesn't
the big wrap
get
that
problematic.
He's got something on,
But that can't enter your mind when you're playing. You know, this is something that, you know, the guys in my sport are accustomed to dealing with. Playing through things, you have to figure out a way to make it workable. And I think they had done a good job of making it workable for Joel. It was so much more than the knee last night. It was Joel was just completely shot. He was exhausted. He was gassed. And it was an easy fallback. It was an easy excuse to say, I can't jump anymore because of my knee.
Well, that layup.
I think it's a shame.
Yeah,
wish he were honest.
That layup at the end, like, he's got to make that shot. I mean, it was there. I mean, it was open for him to win the game for the Sixers, and he couldn't do it. 215-592-9494. Brady's in Jacksonville. What's up, Brady?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Doing well, Brady.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just be like with everybody else today, you know, watching the game last night. You know, Embiid averaging almost, what, like 30 points a game this year, playing extremely well, even while injured. I mean, you know, missing that layup last night, that's pretty brutal. But, you know, you have this guy who's 6'10", who can be like a freight train, almost LeBron-ish, when he gets a head of steam coming through the middle. And even down by the basket, he's passing it back out to Furkan or to Tobias or to Seth, even sometimes when guys are double covered, because he doesn't want to get fouled and he doesn't want to go to the line. And it's, you know, imagine this, you know, we lost by 3. I mean, if Ben takes over the game and goes to the line, I mean, we win the game if he can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to believe, and I didn't want to believe it for a while, but, you know, after this game, because I really think this is the year for the Sixers, but I don't know if we can win it with Ben. I'm getting to the point where I don't know if we can. I just think he's an outstanding defensive player, but the lack of offense is just brutal. And one more thing, if I was in Doc's shoes, I would have put that last shot in Tobias's hand. I think Tobias would have possibly gamed it, or maybe even Seth Curry. And also, shout out to Matisse for averaging like less than 20 minutes a game and making second team all defense. He deserves it.
Yeah, he did. And Brady, great call there. They announced the all defensive teams last night. Ben made the first team, Joel and Matisse on the second. I think what Brady was saying there, Matisse has played, no player's ever played less minutes per game and made an all NBA defensive team.
He's
pretty
amazing.
Remarkable. Yeah.
He is amazing. And I'm a big fan of Matisse Thybulle. And I do believe his offense will come along with what they're requiring of him to where he can be a real asset to this team. He brings up a question that we're all asking. You know, can this team win the championship this year with Ben being this anchor? Literally, figuratively, like, he's the anchor because he's the point guard, but he's also an anchor around our ankle, dragging us down at moments in games, especially from the foul line. But
they need more. I mean, that's
they can win it. They can win with Ben Simmons. I think it would be easier with James Harden? Yeah.
A lot.
It would be a lot easier. But they can still win it. I am not like I'm not out on this Sixers team.
I'm concerned.
The Sixers team is still outstanding. And they have to finagle some things here. They have to figure out a way to get the most out of Joel without having him play, you know, 36, 37 minutes a game. That would help, because then it wouldn't, the cumulative effect wouldn't be that he's out there with his hands on his knees in the first quarter.
Well, it would help if someone helped him, that if they had more scoring, if Doc had felt comfortable putting Joel on the bench for, you know, longer stretches, and maybe, I don't know, the other max player on this team scores, puts the ball in the basket, gets to the free throw line, like, it would help.
How about there was a play last night, at fourth quarter play, Joel actually had a nice little dish to Ben right under the basket.
Yep.
You remember the one I'm talking about? And rather than go up strong, what did he do? He kicked it the whole way out backwards outside the 3-point. I forget who it was to, but it was just illustrative of exactly what we're dealing with.
If you ever try to explain Ben Simmons to someone who doesn't really follow or know basketball, they look at you like you're an alien. Like you have six heads. Like, what do you mean he's the point guard doesn't shoot?
Yeah.
He's the point guard doesn't shoot. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about the Sixers? That is our Twitter question today here, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily free golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. So, are you concerned about the Sixers? Yes, 54%. No, 46%. Early on, the people are concerned as this series is now even 2-2. Collins in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up, guys?
Hi, Colin.
Man, it was disappointing with Joel, man, just obviously not having it physically. I thought we really should have given him a little extra rest in the fourth quarter. I think we brought him in with like 7 minutes left for the rest of the game. I would have held off a couple more minutes. Tobias, it was disappointing to see him try and fail. But Ben, he didn't even try. You know, there was an article that it was a couple days ago. Doc was talking about Furkan Korkmaz, and he talked about how he'd been working to grow his game. And he said he didn't like football players because football players only play offense or defense. And you can't be a football player in basketball. Well, Ben was a football player yesterday because he didn't play any offense. You can't have that from a max player. If he wants to be Draymond Green and make half that max, cool. He can do that. He can't be a max player and only play half the game.
Well, and Colin, you're right. And even Draymond, because Draymond's, you know, his game changes the years when I'm like, when they were at their best, when the Warriors were a dynasty, he would hit three-pointers. You know, he would score. He when they left him open, he would shoot corner threes, and it would just make that Warriors offense so much better. Like, we're not even asking Ben to score 30 or 40. Just contribute on offense.
I'm just asking him to take a shot. Like, come on, man. Like, how do you play that much of a fourth quarter in a close game when no one else is stepping up? How do you not just go run to the basket? I guess because he's afraid he's going to get fouled and miss foul shots.
Well, that's exactly it. Colin, who had a standout performance?
I'm going to say TJ Oshie in the Olympics against Russia in the shootout.
Yes, TJ Oshie in the Winter Olympics. What year was that?
2014, I think.
14. Colin, Washington Township, we appreciate it. I didn't think we'd get an Olympic hockey standout performance in there.
No. Rare. Well, I don't remember.
Was it 14?
I
thought maybe it was 12. I don't remember what year that was. Mark is in Montgomeryville. What's up, Mark?
How's it going? So, listen. Ben Simmons is a glorified sixth man. He does everything a sixth man does and nothing that a sixth man doesn't. I mean, Aaron McKee would hit a three every once in a while. But honestly, like, he's a sixth man starting at point guard. This team would be so much better off if they pivoted him as a power forward, ran the point through Shake or Tyrese. At least there would be a little bit more energy there, and you'd have an outside threat. Like, is he that great of a ball handler? Like, he can still pass out his power forward position. But at least you'd have a little bit of energy with Danny Green out. And number two, we need to look at Doc Rivers. I haven't heard anyone talk about the fact that he played Embiid for like 3-4 minutes when they were up 20 points in game 3. Like, no wonder he's completely shot. You're playing him for minutes you don't need to have him on the floor. Like, even my wife, who doesn't know the first thing about basketball, is like, why is he on the floor? They're up by 20, the game's over, and he's hurt. It's common sense. Doc Rivers isn't treating him like an injured player. He's treating him like it's the first game of the season, he's got fresh legs.
Well, Mark, that's
it's
an interesting point Mark brings up there, John. Like, the idea that they're not managing Joel's minutes here. And, like, last night, obviously, the game became tight, right? Yeah, you're going to have to play him. But when they're blowing them out or they're up big, you could kind of conserve some minutes there. I didn't thought about that.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about it either. It is a fine line. You know that Joel wants to be out there. But what we've done this series clearly can't work. We have to curtail this approach because the proof was on the court last night. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not going to last. Like,
we crossed over the line. Whatever it was, the first series it was 27 minutes a game.
Right.
This series he's averaging 36 minutes a game. That's too much, and we know it because we saw. So it has to be, I don't know, closer to 30, and you have to, you know, find a way to just tweeze some of those minutes off here and there, and a perfect time, as you said, Mark, would be when we're significantly up.
They need to get Ben out of here. Send him to Portland where they will applaud his good defense and not care about his lack of offense. Get Dame Lillard or reunite the Curry brothers, for God's sakes. But next year, we need a point guard who can shoot. Like, it's just not a question anymore. His defense isn't helping us as much as his offense is killing us.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a great way to say it. Mark, who's your standout performer?
The Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
The Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's a great one. Appreciate it, Mark. Listen, if it comes down to getting Steph Curry or Dame Lillard here, I will personally volunteer to drive Ben Simmons across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I will. You think he'll come with me, or you think I'll want a private jet out there? Driving with Joe Giglio across the country? I think that'd be a no for Ben. But if the Sixers don't want to charter the plane, I'll take him out there. Cisco's in Bluebell. What's up, Cisco?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Cisco.
Good. You know, it's not the point that we need a point guard who can shoot. My issue has been for the last 2 years, we just need a point guard. That's it. Ben Simmons, and I'm continuing to say this as long as he's here, is not a point guard. Not. Okay?
What is he?
You know what I think Ben Simmons is? I really think he is Andre Iguodala. That's what he is.
So you mean that in terms of a role player or the way he plays the game? Like
he is a role player. He is not a starting point guard.
Well, you know what, Cisco, and I was an Iguodala fan, but think about Iguodala's career, right? He was at his best when he was surrounded by two or three Hall of Famers that took up the bulk of the scoring, and he just played his role and his defense immaculately. He won a Finals MVP, but he wasn't asked to be the second best player on a team.
I understand that. See, Ben Simmons is in the wrong place right now. He's making a max contract, and he's nothing more than a role player. He's in the wrong place right now. When you see your superstar on the team struggling because of, I don't know what, because of his knee or he's exhausted, they had two days off between games in one city. What is MB going to do tomorrow night when today's a travel day? But when you see your superstar struggling, you being a max player need to step up to the plate.
And he can. And then the frustrating part. Yeah, and he does it. Cisco, you're right. Who's your standout performer?
I want to go with Shady McCoy in the Snow Bowl.
Shady McCoy against the Lions in the Snow Bowl. What a game. Cisco, we appreciate it. That was a fun game, John Richie. The snow game, where kind of out of nowhere, the snow just rolled in for an hour or so and then was out.
Yeah, I loved snow games, playing in them. I didn't like the results, me personally.
You had some tough ones in snow,
necessarily. But
yeah, one particular.
It was almost,
one kind of famous one, yeah.
Yeah, it was almost warmer. It's warmer playing in snow. And
than
it's
just,
softer.
Than just cold, yeah.
It's more fun. It's, you know, you're excited to slide on the ground. You're excited to get tackled at times because it's like you're back in the backyard as a little kid. really is cool.
Yeah, you kind of back to the old days. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. A standout performer. We have a four-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies on June 26th. The Sixers here lose last night. Are you concerned? 2-2 series. I'm concerned. John Ritchie is not on the other side. Your phone calls. We'll get to the Phillies coming up next hour, and we'll be talking to Elliot Shore Parks about the Eagles. They signed Nick Mullins yesterday, another quarterback to add to the factory. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more coming up. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.